I got it. Okay, good morning. This is July 16th, 2024, Barnes County Commission. Roll call, Julie.
Cindy.
Here.
Nikki.
Yes.
Bill.
Here.
Nope. Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Okay, is there any corrections? We'll do the pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any corrections or additions to the agenda?
Yeah, we're going to delete VSO because she won't be here until next time.
Thank you. VSO will be here next time. Just for the record, Bill is absent. Okay, we will, and Jessica is not here to go over planning and zoning variances, but Liz is filling in for her. So Liz, please come forward.
Morning, Liz.
Good morning. Hi.
Cindy, are all the switches on there?
No, I don't think so. Yes, they are. What do you reckon over there?
I don't know, but he's fun.
Trying to get a mic out so that I can make more noise.
Liz, proceed. Thank you.
Okay, so the first variance is for the Jacobson Farms. They have not started their project, and the other buildings and trees are closer than the 125 feet that the variance would be for. And planning and zoning did approve this variance.
So they want to put in a building 125 feet from the road. Is that the deal?
And this is for, it says on here, a grain bin.
Yes.
Next to the dryer. So on that map, it would be on the right-hand side of the road where that red line is.
So is the red dot the bin they're planning on putting in?
I believe it, yes.
Well, there was a couple of things built there.
This is Trevor,
yeah.
Correct?
Trevor.
So it's further away than the existing bins are.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Is this a township road or county?
This would be a township. Oh, no, county road because, no, it's a township one because the county did not have to sign off on it.
Township signed off on it?
Yeah.
Planning and zoning signed off on it?
Yes, yes. Bill signed it.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
No.
Second?
Did you say Bill already signed it?
For the planning and zoning.
Mike wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah.
So does that mean that you have to sign it for it?
Yeah. Uh-uh. So Cindy, yeah, you're going to sign under for the commission one.
Right.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Nikki?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes. This doesn't work at all.
Yeah, it does. Really? When you hit on it, can't I hear stuff?
No, it's working. Okay. Okay, next.
Okay, the second one is for Ryan Crows. This is for a shed. And you can see on the picture where the red squares are. It's going to have a choice of which direction he wants to set it. There's only a camper up towards the road. And this is the most flat spot on the lot. And no one protested.
And where is this on it?
This is Lee's subdivision.
So did...
Is that the one that's supposed to get a...
I thought we decided to not unless they had soil samples and stuff. They weren't approving anything down there.
Is that the one we talked about a couple months, a month ago?
Am I wrong, Sean?
The township never signed off on it either.
No, she does not have a township signature.
Well, I don't think we'd have to wait for that.
I'm not sure.
What's your... What'd you say, zoning, Sean?
I don't remember.
This would be
at... We didn't have a township sign off on it yet.
It must be up closer to the top, not down by the water.
Right, closer
kind
to the top.
Kind of in the middle, you know.
Yeah.
I asked that question, too, about soil.
Well, that was our thing, because then starts...
I'm not here, guys. Do you have a question?
Well, then, go for it, Jess. Why?
How come there's no township sign off on it?
I thought I had the township sign off. I'm sorry. I will do that as soon as I get back on Thursday.
It's got an X there, but nothing there.
Okay.
It is a movable shed.
Didn't we?
Yeah, it's one of those Northland sheds. Where he wants to put it is on that, let's say, south property line. Where it's on the drawing, where it's going left and right, that's currently a camper. And the building he wants to put is going to go where it's up and down. And it's going to go on that south property line. It is next to where, if you guys know that subdivision at all, it's where Bob Drake's place is. And currently there is a building that is probably closer than 10 feet that's been there for quite a while. And yeah, nobody's called and protested. I totally thought I got a signature. I apologize. I can definitely do that on Thursday. But yep, it's just one of those Northland sheds, and it's probably the flattest spot on that whole property is where he's wanting to put that and where the camper currently sits.
So it's one of those Northland sheds on skids that you just pull around?
Yep.
So there's no foundation, there's no nothing permanent?
Nope.
That's why. No, I'm
So he's not planning on permanently putting it anywhere either. He's able to move it if he needs to.
Well, there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Would you say?
No.
Then you wouldn't have to have the soil thing for that.
Right. I mean, you pull it around. It's on 6x6. I'll make a motion to approve, unless we need the township sign off first.
Motion by, how about contingent on the township signature?
On the township approval.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Vicki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cindy?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Next, there's two of the Beck utility setback. So I don't know exactly which one you're looking at.
One
has got the one with the larger print. We'll do that one first. This is for Raritan, Thorndschild, and Binghamton Townships, and they all signed off on it.
And so it's in our right-of-way?
It's in Township right-of-way, and Jess, you still there?
Yep, there is one county road on there too. Um, Jamie has signed off on that. Um, it is mainly to get around some tree groves that are there that are already close to the road. Our requirement is 75 feet. There's five different locations along or on that variance in those three different townships, and so that's 30 feet to 70 feet. So, um, yeah, that's what the variance is for. So there's one that's 30 feet, I believe. And then for this one, the variance that's requested is 70 feet. I don't have it here with me, but yeah, there's definitely everybody signed off. I'm still waiting to get back utility permits from the townships. So if the townships ever need to work on the roads, it is on Beck's expense, not the township's expense, so I'm just waiting to hear back on those because that's something that the planning and zoning request that I get done.
So they're burying this cable to get around the trees mostly?
What was that?
They're burying this cable to get around the trees?
Yeah, there was no standing objects, correct? It was all buried line?
Yes, it's all going to be buried line. That is correct.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second? Any discussion? Roll call.
Sean?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
And the second one doesn't say how far a variance they want.
I think they all said.
It just says Alta Township. I should have it on the front here.
Feet setback from the center of the road. So it does show it on the application. I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Pete?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Huh?
Yep.
Do you want to sign them now?
Yeah, I'll do it. No. Is there any anything else, Jessica? Liz is still here with us too.
That should be it. Sorry, just on the back side there.
Jess, you still there?
Did you guys have any questions on that other one? I can't hear anything anymore. I'm getting you song.
You're coming across loud and clear, though.
Here, yeah. Okay.
And I got one more for
one more.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming and bringing all the paperwork, Liz.
Yes, thank you, Liz.
Glad to do it.
Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome. Jess, can you hear me?
Jess, can you hear any of us?
No.
Okay.
Barnes County Highway Department.
We're going to pull up a couple more chairs here as well. Okay, so I don't know if any of you know, but I've had an opportunity to work with Cindy Schoper through Special Olympics for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Through what?
Special Olympics through okay. 4 years. And Cindy and I have worked together, and I've learned a lot about folks with disabilities and their benefits. And what they can contribute to our team and to our society. Cindy approached me last week and said that there was interest from an individual who is over 18.
Mm-hmm.
And when asked what his dream job would be, he said he would love to work at the Barnes County Highway Department.
That's awesome.
And that's awesome. And so I started thinking a little bit more about this. And we do have a need, and so does the courthouse has a need for additional help. And maybe we're not looking at all the pools that are available to us for talent, for help, and workers. So we're here today. Ms. Schoper and Tracy Zahn, who's the director of ODC, to talk to you folks about their programming and what they can offer the county and what these individuals could bring to our workforce. So, Cindy.
Yep. Here, I've got one of our brochures. I'll just lay it this one.
Okay. One more.
There you go. As Jamie had mentioned, I'm Cindy Schoper. I'm the vocational supervisor at the Open Door Center. I've been in that position for the last 23 years. My job is to help people we support discover what their vocational aptitudes and their dreams are. We work with about 68 people who have some type of intellectual disability. We have a day vocational building, which is in operation Monday through Friday from 8:15 to 4:30. We have a wide variety of skills, ambitions, and ideas amongst the people we support. The types of jobs and the kinds of shifts they work are as varied as the employer and the employee want it to be. Typically, once it is determined what type of job a person would like to work, we assess their skill levels for those jobs, and we go on the hunt to find the right fit for the potential employee and the possible employer. It is my job to find the jobs that work for them and work for the people that have businesses in the Valley City and Barnes County area. One of the big advantages that we offer two different employers in town is that we provide a job coach. With our new employees, we sent a job coach out so that they're there as a liaison for the employer and then also to be there to train the employee. We have a model that has been our creed for as long as I can remember. We guarantee the job will be done to the satisfaction of the employer. In some cases, this has meant our job coach works side by side with the employee to teach and model what's being asked of them. Once the employee has mastered the job to the satisfaction of the employer, our job coach may begin to fade off so that eventually the employee is able to work independently. We have some people that work that have a job coach with them for years just because they need that additional assistance, but we provide that for them. The Open Door Center does remain a liaison with the employer, even if an employee gets to the point that they become very independent in what they're doing. We're there and available to help intervene, help with additional training, or we return to the job site if job duties change. As Jamie had mentioned, we have a young gentleman that has just finished high school, and his dream job for many years has been that he wants to work for the Barnes County Highway Department. We would like to help him take the first steps towards achieving that goal. In our brochure, probably the area that best fits what I'm discussing is what's called our Supportive Employment Program. It's a program that emphasizes the placement of individuals with intellectual disabilities in a non-segregated, competitive employment environment. We're there to support them. And I guess the biggest thing is that we always guarantee that the job will be done. So we don't have employers that feel they're paying people to work and not getting the job out of them that they expect for the job description. We have positions all over town where we've got people that we've worked with. Just to give you a couple of examples, we have people that work at Handy Hardware, Burger King, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, the library, Valley City State, the thrift store. We also have a crew that does mowing and snow removal, and then we also do a very huge amount of recycling in Valley City where we go around to different businesses that we've contracted with where we pick up their recycling on a regular basis. We also do volunteer work, so we've got Meals on Wheels. We water all the flowers on Central Avenue, and we also have a street cleanup street that's our responsibility. So we have people that are out there that are getting the work experience and helping Valley City at the same time, and Barnes County.
So when I was visiting with Cindy, we do have room for an individual. And it wouldn't be, you know, I'm not talking about driving trucks or anything like that.
Yes, because liability would be too much.
That's going to be disappointing.
Yeah, I know. We could maybe do a ride along. You know, we've done things like that, you know, and maybe we'll get there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying, but right now, as far as like needs at the highway department where this person could fit, if this is something that we want to do. You know the size of our shop, and we sweep that and wash it down by hand every day or every other day. So it's quite a taxing job for our mechanic. Of course, the garbage is. We have lawn mowing that I do, which because we just need it done and I do it, or the weed board picks up and does it. But it's always who can do it this week kind of thing, and weed trimming. If this individual or prospective employee showed aptitude for mowing, that's something that they could do. We always need help. I always need help shoveling snow because when the guys are on the road, the yard's not getting cleaned out and the sidewalks aren't getting shoveled, and that falls on myself and sometimes the mechanic, who's got other stuff to do as well. And in the wintertime, it's the whole squeegeeing of the floor so it's not slick and muddy because of the floor heat. So those are all like starter things, and those are things that we could utilize somebody for to start and see how it goes.
So how many hours are you talking?
A few hours a day. After, we would have to start after all the equipment leaves just to try to get a feel for the needs of this person and how it would work. I would feel comfortable after the big equipment left if this person would start for a few hours. I did have a discussion with both foreman as well as the mechanic about bringing on a individual with disabilities and how they would feel about it, and they were all really excited about it. So
is this a paid position then, Cindy?
Jamie? It would be. Yep.
At what level?
That I don't know. You know, this is all new to me, so I don't know if we would do a minimum wage to start.
What's normal or what is standard?
Minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. Mm-hmm. And we've got people that start at that wage. We've got people that start at $8.25 when they move into an entry position. It kind of just depends on the employer.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I have not thought about that part. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to have this conversation.
Oh, no, I'm glad you are. To put it in a manageable understanding, we're looking a few hours a day, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's great. Do it. That's just me.
Do we need a motion?
Do we wait a minute. What kind of liability will we have?
If we're paying him, he's under our liability insurance.
So it would be...
Him or her, I guess.
Yeah,
I didn't.
There would be no, like, vacation, sick leave, holiday, and benefit.
I mean, what if he gets hurt?
It's our liability.
If he... Workers' comp. Mm-hmm.
Even part-time. Mm-hmm.
That's how I understand.
If you're giving someone a paycheck, it's workers' comp.
Yeah. Yep.
Which... The rest of the folks are
right.
Same difference.
Anybody that's working in any of our community employer settings, that's what it is.
So you as the boss would have to have some sort of
I would have
agenda?
I would have full oversight, and I would have job duties.
Ready for him.
Ready for him, and I would lay out those job duties with Cindy.
Would he
or
start with
Tracy?
The coach and then, okay, then yep. As if he gets that this is something that he can do without someone following him around, then?
A lot of times what will happen is we have a person in there with them the whole time until we can see what their skills are, and then we start to back off gradually. And if a job changes, like let's say Jamie would add something new, and this person is a little bit nervous about doing that or whatever, we'd reintroduce a job coach to help them with that.
Good.
And then that way we'd see, as they mastered that skill, we would back off again.
Perfect.
And like I mentioned, we've got some people that have a job coach that checks in on them frequently, and then we've got other people who have mastered the job who no longer even have a job coach with them. But we still stay as the liaison. So if there are issues or that, we still have that contact and we can help rectify if there's things that are
so
going on.
My concern is that the shop is a dangerous place.
So is McDonald's.
Well, yeah, fires and
yeah.
Stuff. But, the shop is a very dangerous place. And I don't know the individual that that we're thinking about letting up there, and I don't know his abilities, and I'm just concerned that he might wander into a spot where he could get into trouble up there, because we aren't to babysit him, and your coach, if you slowly take him off, I'm just worried about that.
We wouldn't take a coach off if that was a concern, and really with the particular person we're thinking about, we wouldn't really even entertain the idea of this job if it wasn't something that we felt he could, at some point, could master.
He's pretty capable of
yes. Yeah, he actually, right now, he actually works on a mowing crew where they're out doing community properties and things of that sort, so he's very aware.
I'm just worried about the traffic up there and,
sure.
And all the big equipment, and it's very easy to run somebody over. They are in the wrong spot at the wrong
so
place.
So then he'll be dressed in yellow or orange like the rest of them. So,
yep, absolutely.
I mean, at least that helps with some of that.
Right.
Well, there's no doubt stuff can happen. I've walked through the shop and probably shouldn't, but we all do it.
Right. And not only for our department at the highway, but also I know Shane has needs or the courthouse may have needs, and maybe we have been overlooking an employment pool or an employee pool all this time, and we should be maybe utilizing these folks. They want to contribute. They can contribute. I think it's a great way for the county to step up and be more inclusive and to set an example for the rest of the counties in the state.
So do you have money in your budget for this person?
Yeah, because I still have two full-time employees. I mean, we'd have to decide the wage collectively together and do the numbers, you know.
Is there a motion to proceed or?
And at any time it didn't work out, you can end it, correct?
Right, yes.
I mean, if you're worried about the person getting hurt or something.
Right.
I'll make a motion to proceed with this and at Jamie's discretion. And
she can work out the details
and
come back.
Details.
We can work out the dollars and cents, mm-hmm. and then I can look deeper at it and present money figures to
minimum
you.
Minimum wage type job, and if it's even more capable, it can move up.
Okay.
I'll second it. It's a wonderful idea.
Any further discussion?
Cindy?
Yes.
Vicki?
No.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
You.
Okay. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Keep singing. We're ready.
Are you? I'm working on the calendar soon.
You should put together a summer concert, but I suppose everybody's so busy they ain't got time for singing.
No, they love to sing any time of year.
Well,
so I'll keep that in mind.
We'll
I'll let Nancy
them four times. You tell that Nancy. The care center wants them four times a year.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Did we have a question for Jamie?
I got a quick something if you're thinking about a question.
Well,
okay.
Yeah?
The road.
We're restricting Barnes County number one today.
I just saw that.
Yeah. To 80,000 and trucks 35. It is absolutely getting beat to heck, and we're not able to keep up with it to keep it safe for car traffic. We hauled up, it's very soft, and the truck traffic is fast and it's heavy. We hauled up 12 tandem loads of asphalt millings and combined them into a soft spot with 12 loads of gravel, and that managed to get all pushed out and rutted up, and I'm not comfortable saying the name.
Well, why don't we just restrict them, period, not to go on that road?
Well, we'll take it down to 80,000. It is at 105.5, and it is restricted to 45 miles an hour for trucks, but that's not changing anything, so we'll restrict the weight limit and then bring the speeds down again. If that doesn't stop them, then we can close it to truck traffic or cut it.
I would love to see it close to truck traffic because it doesn't seem like that we can get out there and actually get the trucks regulated like we're supposed to. I haven't seen any truck regulations for such a long time. Who's going to stop them from going on that road and doing the same thing that they're doing now? You can put the thing down, but it won't stop it.
The no trucks won't stop it either. We put no trucks on old number one. People have to start giving a crap.
We have to have our truck regulatory out there. And that's a big issue that we don't do, and it's kind of ticking
me off. What's the school bus way?
I couldn't tell you.
But it shouldn't interfere with that when school starts.
It should not at 80,000.
I don't know what a school bus weighs.
How many miles is it?
It's only 20 miles.
Okay.
4 miles?
It's 4 miles.
Where does this roll? I mean, why is it heavily traveled?
It is heavily traveled. It runs from Barnes County 4 on the east side of Wimbledon north to the Briggs County line.
So which way are they going on the grain, north or south?
They're headed south, the trucks that we're intercepting.
Well, it also gets used in the foliage.
This is only a couple miles north of Daisy, isn't it?
It's just east of Wimbledon, the first curve of Wimbledon, and then north.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drove that road this spring.
We were out there this on Saturday night, so I'm just trying to decide if I was on that one. But I don't think we were that far north of Daisy.
Yeah. The second mile, there's a grain bin site, and the second mile is where we're having a particularly rough time with. And like I said, 12 tandem loads of asphalt recycle millings, and then 12 loads of gravel, and it's all pushed out and rutted up. And we just can't keep up with it. We've got, you know, can't keep Jake on there every day.
No, you can't.
I would love to, but we can't, you know.
So.
I trust your recommendation.
Just out of curiosity, does Jake know who some of our offenders are that we could have a visit with them? Or
yes, Jake would probably I'm just not comfortable.
No, no, I'm just wondering if we talk to people.
Maybe you could even call them and say, hey, this
is there any residential stuff on that? Any houses on that strip? I would think those people are ticked off.
They're eating dust. Bad.
Yeah, I don't. Are they headed to Spiritwood or where are they going?
I'm not sure. I assume they're headed to Spiritwood.
Well, and yeah.
So is this gravel or paved?
It's gravel.
Okay. Yeah.
But I can make some phone calls. I can work. Like I said, we work really great with Randy and his team. I know that they were up there last week and did some patrol for us when we were having problems. Sometimes even just their presence up there makes mm-hmm. a difference. So
okay.
We'll do that. Did you have any other questions?
There was something that came.
We have pre-job for the bike paving project Wednesday. So I will give you a firm start date after the pre-job is over.
Somebody said, well, Jamie's going to be here. We'll ask her.
Oh.
It's one of you two. I think it was Sean. But what were we talking about? Maybe it was just this road. I don't know.
When you mow ditches,
oh, the signs.
You didn't mow up to the core from the bridge below the dam up to the core.
I think they were supposed to do just up that far. I'm sorry, I didn't go check it.
Yeah, but
they
usually do up to the core and turn around.
They were supposed to do all of 19.
Yeah.
And then from that intersection to up to the core.
You usually
and
do that half mile, but he didn't. So.
Yep. Going up towards the resort?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That
I'll look at it.
Yeah, I believe that they mowed it. I mean, that's part of their summer mowing. They did not.
No.
Okay.
Pete's out cutting now. He can do it.
Yeah.
It's an air conditioned tractor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The water trail things also.
The signs.
No, it's still in the works.
I talked to Mary Lee yesterday. She said you had a productive meeting.
We have had a couple productive meetings. The Corps is working to, and they are willing to pay for combination signs to relieve the heavy concentration between Valley City and the Corps property. So we're able to add some directional signing at their expense and remove several signposts and additional signs. And put those already on existing assemblies, like for Maryvale, Fish Hatchery, all of those things. So I'm feeling better about from Valley City up to the lake. We still have several issues on the Catherine Road. But.
Three big signs is with everything on them. That's all we need.
Yeah, it's just
too much. Because I like the thing at North. Yes, it's busy, but everything's right there.
Right. Yeah, and if we can combine, condense, and give people directions, that's important and still be able to. And I also requested them to provide us with an agreement on paper that we can all have that says, these are your signs, this is what you're going to do if they're wrecked, this is how soon the county's going to, you know, you're allowed to be in our right-of-way as a guest, but this is our needs, this is how it's going to be handled. So that moving forward, if I get fired or I die or I retire, the next person has something to go to so they're not wondering if the water trail sign is theirs or the byway sign is
theirs. That's a great
idea.
Run that by Tanya.
Yep, and once it's drafted, we'll have Tanya look at it.
Excellent. And then the pipeline thing?
Oh, that's raised a lot of questions.
Well, I have no questions, but my city came to work one morning and their guys were out shoveling mud off the road.
Yeah, they've been great to work with.
I know.
But they've been good about the permits. They've been good about keeping the mud off the road.
Well, I tell you that, I don't know if you saw the aerial view of that.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
It's a massive project.
Are they just doing it to go around that hill?
Some of the line was affected by the sliding.
Yeah, you can see behind that house, the whole hill slipped.
And it's, you know, like we have at North Valley, that slide that's going on there, same situation. So that's what they're doing is they're trying to avoid that slide area.
Do you have that aerial view that you could just email me?
Yeah.
I saw it
on Facebook.
Yeah, it was on one of the other employees. I don't Facebook.
I'll get it.
Yeah, because I'd love to see that.
Yeah,
no, I haven't
seen
it.
It's pretty impressive what they're doing.
Yeah, what's their projected completion?
I can't tell.
I think they're about done.
I would say
it's
they're
looking
close.
Like it.
Yeah, they're filling in the trench. I bet they'll be doing the earthwork soon.
Yeah.
I would suspect close.
Pretty fast. That loader came in left in a week.
They've been pretty aggressive.
Is that a plastic pipe?
I have not been on their site to
look at it.
Yeah, I don't think they're welding there. They're joining it together somehow. But
I have not gone on site to
look at it. So that's natural gas, correct?
I believe it is, yes.
Apparently the one on the west side is fine because it comes down that steep hill behind Maryvale, too. Yeah,
so, yeah, we're all done.
Oh, I forgot to bring Kara for the water board.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Next time. A couple weeks.
How's that working out?
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's bubbly.
Yeah, she's very bubbly. And she's, poor thing, she's got to be going crazy reading all the water law, but she's... She's been doing a lot of reading.
She's trying, and that's really nice.
Yeah, so.
That's all we can ask.
Yeah.
As always, give me a call if you have any questions.
Will do.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
How's the graveling coming, done?
No, sir, but we are ahead of schedule. We have completed all of the east side of the county and now have transitioned over to the Stutzman County line and working our way west. And we have just finished up what we call the Ypsilanti Road. So we're ahead of schedule, and I project this to be done by the second week in August with graveling.
Nice.
Which is really nice. Then we'll start doing shouldering work with our seasonal gravel haulers and reinforcing some of those shoulders that the muskrats have been attacking before they call it a year. So
gravel quality okay?
Yes, I'm very pleased with what we've been getting it out of Lesmeister. I am going to have him put up another pile for us. I'm still on the hunt for gravel on the north side of the county.
There's a lot up on 26.
So
good gravel?
I don't know.
Yeah, just... right now there's a commercial contract on it. My understanding is Lakeside is going to be getting into that pit, and once they do, then Richard Strand and I are going to take a look at it and see if it'll fit our needs. So... hopefully.
What do we pay for gravel?
Depends on where. The last that I put up at the Lesmeister pit was $4.25 a ton crushed.
That's with putting it up.
That's putting it up in the royalties.
Thank you, dear.
Yep. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. You're next.
I just wanted to sneak in and introduce my new dispatcher. This is Andrea Hetland. She started yesterday, so I figured I'd get her in here while she was still on day shift with us. So
before she quits, huh?
Yeah. We haven't chased her out yet, so.
Hey, I made it through my first day, no issues, no problems. Didn't make me want to run away, no, so.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, kiddo.
Thank you.
I love your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
Andrea's got to make a statement.
See, she'll fit right in.
Yeah,
we're excited to have her. She did a lot of job shadowing and whatnot beforehand to make sure it was something she was really interested in. And
So wait, they haven't scared you off at all?
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I've been up there several times. Yeah. So yesterday was my first day. No, come from a medical background, and
good.
Time for a change, and let's do something different.
Absolutely.
Learn the behind the ropes things that happen, right?
Well, actually, my dad was in law enforcement, so.
Oh, all right.
So you're up to the challenge. A background.
You're up to the challenge. Hopefully.
I'm up to it. Yes.
Good.
Ready and eager and.
Welcome aboard.
Anxious and nervous and terrified, but
it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. And you'll get the training and you'll
be
fine.
You know some of them besides her, I'm assuming, or not?
Yeah. I know several of them.
Good.
So, yeah. Not the younger girls. I'm too old. I was complaining about the background check and like, I'm old. Yeah. I can't be telling you every job I've had since I was 18.
Can I get your name again? Because I didn't write it down. And
yeah, Andrea Hetland.
Hetland. Okay.
Figured I'd sneak her in here real quick.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate that. We like to see who's around. So.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Yes.
Keep on keeping on.
I will.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you all as well.
Okay. The minutes. Do you have the minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is that for both? Because I had a correction on that June 22nd minutes.
Is that for both, Sean?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the correction?
that said AM instead of PM. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
My second still holds it.
Okay. Then, Julie, we have a permit for the hill climb.
Not roll call.
Oh,
no, it's not a roll call.
We don't have to.
All in favor say aye. Oh, okay.
Now.
We approved it.
We approved it.
And then the hill climb permit.
When is the hill climb?
24th.
It said on the permit, but I don't remember. It's coming up before our next meeting, I believe.
I think it's 24th.
So they did get it
August 24th.
A month in advance, which I was just wondering about that.
August 24th.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Yeah, go ahead. Second.
Oh, I thought you said.
No. Discussion. Any discussion? Roll call.
Cindy.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
John.
Yep.
Anything else, Jules?
I was going to ask, we have a regional election meeting coming up in Jamestown on Wednesday, August 14th. It runs from 10 to 4. If we could close our office that day. The other meetings are further away. We have Montgomery, Grand Forks, Dickinson, Minot, or Bismarck. Jamestown is the closest on August 14th.
Can you perhaps get someone to just kind of hang out in your office that day and ask?
Cover, or we could transfer our calls over.
Okay. In my opinion, it's best if the doors are open.
We could.
But if it's absolutely, if like Jess can't come up or someone else free up some time, yeah, like a sign on the door, phone numbers,
absolutely.
You know, do we need to give someone your cell number so if it is an emergency? And that is when?
August 14th, it's a Wednesday.
If it ends up that you have to close the auditor's office, try and put it in on the paper and the radio.
Okay.
I mean, we got plenty of time. See if you can find someone, but if not.
Yeah, we usually try to keep it open.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
But I think everybody, we don't ever want any questions about the election, so.
Yes. Do we have to make a motion to do that?
No.
Okay. I think it's a great idea that, and to actually get something that's close so it doesn't cost us a fortune. I appreciate that.
Yeah. There would be no overnights, no.
Can you carpool?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
We can do that, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Julie. Anything else, Julie?
I think that was it.
Okay. Commission discussion. We'll start with you today.
You going to start with me?
We're going a new direction.
I really don't have anything because all of my meetings are this week. So I am going to have the big meeting for South Central Regional Council. If anybody is interested and would like to come and listen in on that, that's at noon on Wednesday. So that is an interesting one because then we can have from all the regional council different counties, and it's an interesting meeting if anybody's interested.
Is that all the directors or the different?
Yes. Yeah, that's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be on Wednesday, and I'm still selling tickets to the library for the roof, and they have completed a lot of work already on that rotunda area. I believe they're up to sheetrocking now, so I think they're done reinforcing. They were had some new fabrication of some decorative stuff that was up there. We were trying to match it, but it was such a different size pattern, not only a pattern, but a different size. So we had to have some new stuff actually fabricated because it's metal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to cost us a little bit more money to match the existing stuff that had actually rusted away. But other than that, rest of my meetings are this week, and we'll see if there's any big things going on after that. So,
Pete,
Had a busy month. We had a development corporation yesterday morning. Bill Conatana went.
Pardon me?
Bill didn't go to the development corporation meeting yesterday. I went. And
how was that after the all the press?
Well, all the press was premature. Because
I know, but that's how it goes.
Because actually, Jennifer wanted to go to the city commission today to get approval for their part of the thing. And Dick Gullman said, nobody's presented us with anything. We're not going to prove anything. And then George said the financing that he'd had working on isn't in yet. So, I mean, everything was kind of premature.
But why did she give that interview then?
Yeah.
And this was for what?
The new proposed 42-unit multiplex housing unit at the old Wintershow lot, north of the Wintershow, the parking lot.
That one, okay.
Yeah. So, like I said, it got a bunch of hoopla on the radio and Facebook and everything else, and nothing's really been done on it yet, so.
But until it was presented to the city.
Right.
That interview, there should have just been,
nothing.
We're just looking into it, kind of.
Right. And that's all they're doing so far is looking at it. They're trying to, it kind of. I mean, the financing is lined up right now with the interest rates and everything. It's not
feasible, I suppose.
Really feasible. It's not profitable to build it. And no, you know, builders aren't going to come in and build a $7 million project if they're not going to make money on it.
Right.
So that's kind of on hold. That was the main thing yesterday. And then they're also talking about trying to get more natural gas to the south side of the interstate for future development. And I'm not sure how that works with MDU or anything like that. So they just went on record saying that they would help promote it. So we had a weed board meeting last week. As in your email, Damon had it was just a cracked valve. He went to shut off the tank. And as long as the tank was open or closed, it was fine. But as he turned it, the crack opened up and sprayed him in the face. And so then after that, you know, he got washed off and everything, but we were talking about a portable wash station that he's going to look into. I mean, I've seen them like at places where it's like a porta potty size almost. Mm-hmm. You stick out there, it's all self-contained. You plug a hose into it, it's got the drain and everything. So he's going to look into that and see. The new building would have something like that in it. And we have that outside water drop that you can stand under and just get rid of it.
But this portable thing that you're talking about, is he going to drag that over whenever he changes the valve?
It would be right by the shop door.
Yeah,
where you're working on it.
You'd still have to go across the yard to get to
it. No, you don't. He fills the water, you know where the shop building is. You fill mm-hmm. the water right at the end of the shop there. You work on the trucks right in front of the shop.
Okay. Well, I was disappointed that they weren't wearing protective equipment when they're doing this stuff. They didn't have the goggles.
He had his glasses on, so.
He had glasses on, but he didn't have goggles on.
But in some cases, glasses suffice. I mean, they'll say, you know, if you have glasses on, that's protection. I don't know the situation here as to what's expected.
Yeah, and him being the boss, but it's probably a good thing he got sprayed instead of one of the workers, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he was. It's an accident that happened.
Yep, and unfortunately we're human and all accidents happen.
So, you know, there was no
longer. Right, they're
it no
could have been triple bad.
Yeah. And so he's going to look into that wash station for the next time. We're getting some new leafy spurge beetles out of Montana. They're going to disperse. The drone guy is not here yet. He is coming there. They've been busy all over the state, so.
So is he going to get here?
Yeah, he claimed he was, and maybe another guy too. And then,
because it didn't sound good at the water board meeting, I don't know if it's a different guy or not.
Well, it's probably the same guy. Maybe there's been an update since our meeting. So,
well, that was last week. So,
yeah, ours was too. So, yeah, it's so that was a weed board. We had an LEPC meeting last week too. They're still talking about these radios. You know, the county's still got VHF. And I'm not an expert on radio, so I'm not sure. You know, it's all the new siren system that the state switched to. So the VHF won't work in the state, but the new, the old county one still works. and the new radios and pagers are VHF or the 800 system, so it works either way. The salamander thing, that's where they do make name tags. I think she showed us the name tags at one of the meetings where the first responders and everybody would have the same name tag, and the name tag shows what you're trained as and everything else. We talked about the CP Rail, their test last spring.
Their what?
When the CP Rail did their thing in North Valley, their exercise. And then afterwards, I actually talked to Scott Miller some. He said the week of the 4th, the ambulance had 139 calls that week. He said they're just swamped. And he said they actually saved the life of a heart attack victim. They didn't. They picked him up and they took him right to Parva. They didn't even stop at Mercy. But they have the capability and the training now in their ambulances that they saved the person's life. So that's where they added that extra. I can't remember the term he used, or when they added that extra person last year. That we,
oh, they're not EMT.
Paramedics.
They're paramedics.
It was more than a paramedic or EMS. It's a heart tech training, too. So, but he said they had a really busy week. I mean, 139 calls in 7 days. So. And I don't think they went to every one of them, you know, but because they, you know, they dispatched three ambulances to that Wimbledon anhydrous leak and pulled them back because there was no, I think they went to one ambulance finally, and there was nobody to transport. When they got the call, it was like major catastrophe.
Well, they were expecting it was going to be a lot worse.
At least 12 people or more.
Yeah.
So they got their two ambulances, one out of Jamestown, actually. So, and then the VSO, we interviewed four different ladies, and they're all very qualified. And we hired Becky Thiebel, and she's going to start.
How did you pronounce her last name?
Thiebel, T-H-E-B-O. She's going to start the end of the month, July 29th. She's been working for 10 years at the food service at the college. And she started as just a chef or a cook, and she moved up to management. So she seemed like a very capable, dependable person. And she seemed the best for the fit. And I told her $21 an hour, because that's what we talked about. She was happy with that.
Oh, excellent.
Every person we hired was making less than that. So I think that's one thing for the county. It shows that we are probably in the ballpark for this range, because every person, we have better benefits and a better pay than all the jobs they were coming from.
Great.
So she seemed very good. For the month of June, they had 2,622 miles they put on the van with 47 rides. The office had 250 phone calls, had 92 walk-ins, and 30 appointments. So,
I do.
It's a busy month.
I think I told you in a text, and I forgot to get the name and number, but the two people that are possibly interested in driving.
Okay, can you get them to Julie then?
Two.
Julie.
I think we need to make personal contact with them.
Okay.
Someone does, not me.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'll...
You can give them to me after, if you don't want to.
Well, I don't have them. Mike was supposed to send me the phone number for one.
I see we do have one or two applicants.
For the driver?
For a driver.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We didn't get those sent to us. We're supposed to.
I think I just saw a name. That's something. I'll find it.
Okay.
Anyway, what do we want to do with training on this new assistant? They can't, you know, you guys complained every time they send the VSO to training.
Oh.
But they cannot open up the computer and look at a veteran's file without doing this training. So if we hire an assistant and give them no training, all they can do is sit there and answer the phone and write down appointments. So what do we want to do? Usually after, Tammy said after a hire, they send them to 4 days to Fargo to, I don't know if it's to the VA or whatever.
I tell you, I have no problem in having some entry-level training.
Mm-hmm.
But
We're not hiring to do her job. We're hiring
and the stuff they have to have access. I understand that, but we sent Tammy to every training that Angela went to, so that we had two top level VSOs. Yeah. Do we have to have that?
I don't know. She claims that they can't even open the computer without this training.
Well, I'm assuming some entry-level training.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that they have to have, but then do we have to send the two of them every time Tammy has to go?
Well, I'll check. Maybe
so that goes back to the question that we've been going over with getting the second person. Are we hiring another VSO, or are we hiring somebody to help out in the office?
To answer phones and make appointments.
Yeah.
And
so if she needs somebody to do her job, then we have a bigger question that we have to answer.
Well, it's just got so much more busy than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like I said, with 250 phone calls and 92 walk-ins in a month, plus 30 scheduled appointments, that's a busy office.
Yeah, and to me, I guess, if we had an administrative assistant handling the walk-ins and the phone calls and directing what needs to go where, that's the key part of that role.
Right.
But they still probably have to be able to access veteran records, but I don't know that they have to, and someone can correct me, they have to have the top level of VSO training to be an assistant.
Okay. Well, I'll check with that.
Better.
So maybe there's 4 or 5 days training they have to start with.
And I think that Bill told Tammy that he was going to put her back on for... in our next meeting, so maybe if she wants to gather all that information and make us aware.
I told Tammy yesterday that keep the first Tuesday of August open, that she can be back on the agenda. So,
perfect.
That works.
So this lady will probably do the preliminary training anyway, the 4 or 5 days right after she's hired. But said a lot of veterans come in, they just want to check their something in their service record or this or that.
And she should be able to do that without Tammy, I think.
Yes, right. I think she should have access.
But they need access.
Yes.
And if they have no training or certification or clearances, they don't have access.
Yeah, but do you have to have, again, the question is the top level of everything to have...
Yeah. So then we have Tammy in here on our first meeting in
August.
Sure,
that would be awesome.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, no, we had 4 very good applicants. We could have hired anyone.
That's good, isn't it?
And they would have all been excited to work for us, actually, because it was a better job than they're all coming out of. So.
Nice.
That's all I got.
Couldn't you ask any of them if they wanted to be the driver?
They didn't, because they're all looking for full-time jobs, benefits.
No, yeah, there we go. Yeah. All right.
Benefits was a lot. Was a couple of them didn't have full-time benefits now, and that was a big draw.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
anybody over the age of 18 should want to work for us just for the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, 23. How late can your kids be on your insurance?
25.
26.
26.
Yeah, 26. Yeah, so... But I think, you know, if we needed a, I guess at that time, we've hired this person now at the water board, so is she going to be kind of a floater too, or is she just half-time, or?
I thought
how
so.
How does that work?
She's supposed to be half-time.
What, at the water board?
Yes. She's a floater, right, in a half-time up there?
She'll be full-time until the end of the year.
When she gets trained, yeah, I thought that was the case.
And then a floater, yeah.
So is the water board paying her? Or Jamie paying her? There was
water board.
Okay, because Jamie paid the first
half.
Yeah. Okay. And one thing now about the assistance, you know, we haven't had assistance for March, April, May, June, or July. So that's 5 months of savings we've had.
Mm-hmm.
$3,000 a month or whatever in wages and benefits for that amount of time. So, and the office has been very busy. So, but I think she's done a good job as a VSO. Sometimes we got to overlook personalities and do what's best for the veterans too. And I think we're serving the veterans well. There's always some complaints that the county doesn't care, but I think we're doing the best we can. You know how it goes.
Well, I think to say we don't care just because of our expectations of one of our employees, that's really not fair to us.
No, but we get that feedback.
Yeah, I know.
But Bill told me he heard 3 different places that the county doesn't care. and we're not doing our job.
They're lucky. A lot of folks, you know, I think that Barnes County probably, as for having a full-time VSO and another full-time employee, and offering the amount of rides we do, not every county does that.
There's very few counties.
I don't think any county has a van like we do.
I think I feel pretty confident that we're not doing so bad.
And look, we're doing Lamoure County part-time. They don't even have one. And to the north, Griggs and Steele, I think, are combined. And some of their people are coming down here because they're not getting good service anyway. So I think we're doing as well as we can. We can't satisfy everyone.
It's nothing I ever want to back off from. I think we just have expectations.
Right. And a lot of times the more you offer, the more people expect too. So, but I think we're doing as well as we can. So that's all I got.
You're up, Buttercup.
I told you about social services because that was before the last meeting. They had a water board and museum and planning and zoning. We went over, so water board, going to be a later start date on the little dam because of the high water. They did have the pre-construction meeting last Monday. So hopefully that went good. I haven't...
They're thinking this year?
Yeah, they're going to start this fall.
We're going to have high water.
Yeah, when they know. So that's the problem. They were hoping that it was going to be low and they were going to start this month already, but it ain't going to happen.
Because we were getting Devil's Lake water plus some white rain runoffs.
Not a lot of Devil's Lake, though.
No.
They're not pumping much?
No.
I sent you guys, when I get an update, I usually try and send it to all you guys.
Yeah.
The one end, had shut down completely. The other end they had way down, but sulfates must have came up because...
Yeah, and the one end that they're pumping out of the west end is the one that they can't pump that much out of in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, what the capability is, so it's only, what was it, 200?
Yeah, it's pretty low. Both ends. They did open up the one end again, 75, I think. So it'd be 75 and 200, maybe 250.
The 650 is the top end.
Yeah, but you look at now north of us, I don't know what you got for rain. We got only an inch 20, but some people out by Daisy got 2. Hmm. And so there's going to be more obvious. And Devil's Lake got hit again.
It is really wet all the way to Binford, I know, because we went to the Binford Rodeo 2 weeks ago, and there's water standing at that time. And all that comes into either the creek or the lake.
Yeah, so...
What have we had, like 10, 11 inches already this year?
I imagine, yeah.
Valley City was so sporadic. Some gauges poured in 4 inches, some were 2 inches, some were...
Yeah, where was the four at?
Tina Eggert down by the Washington School. Mm-hmm. Or Tina. It's not Peterson, I don't remember.
Okay, all right.
Crazy.
But I think they're letting on 900 right now, Scott said. So that's pretty good flow for summer.
Yeah, there's actually been warnings for if you want to kayak and stuff in the river, the current is harsh.
Yeah, my son kayaked last week and he said it's a good...
I'm not going to fight the current kayak.
10 Mile, they're doing the cost-benefit ratio and it's not looking good.
I'm sure not.
So, and that's on the Fed's plate, so we'll see what comes out of that.
There's water up there. I was up there on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a hydro model of Thorndrol for crossing sizing to start replacing some of the 100-year-old stuff that's in there. As they have money, so for that legal drain. We're waiting on a dam safety evaluation in Carlson Springs. So we did a joint powers agreement with CAS joint board. And we also done one with the Upper Maple Water Board because of projects that are coming up. That they're doing another legal drain over in the Cass County side, which will affect some acreage in Barnes County.
the legislature changed the rules again, so they have to now have joint boards instead of joint powers agreements. So they got to go back to the drawing board and create a joint board with Barnes County and the Cass County joint, because I think there's four or five water boards in Cass County that have a joint board. And then they also have to have a joint board with the Upper Maple, which will be the one that is affected by the new drain in Upper Cass, or the Upper Maple. So, yeah, just more rule changes, so it creates more paperwork. And
we pay more people to go to meetings.
So as far as they're supposed to have joint boards with everybody surrounding them anyway, so it's not a bad thing, just for because water doesn't pay attention to boundary lines.
And who do they think is going to be on these boards? We have a hard time filling all of our board positions.
Well, the joint boards will be filled with members of...
The water board?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
It's not any new board of
appointments. Yeah,
but, like Sandy said, it will be more meetings, but...
More expense.
The unfortunate part is we're spending more money on meetings and boards, and they have to meet. I mean, I'm not denying that. A lot of the water board money gets sucked up in salaries, but I wouldn't do what they're doing, so...
Hence why I'm sitting where I'm sitting.
Right on, baby.
And then, so besides that joint, or creating a new drain over, well, it's north of Tower City. It affects like three sections in Barnes County, if I remember right. Come close to your place, if I remember right.
Is that the one that...
Cornell Township in...
No, no.
It's straight east of, well, Randy's place.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the land in Burns County right east of his place.
Okay.
Evidently, there was an abandoned drain in Sevilla Township. And there was a bunch of them that were at the meeting, and they want that possibly to start up again. So,
abandoned drain in where?
Sevilla.
Sevilla. Huh.
I don't understand these legal drains that started and then when it's dry years decide to close them and they eventually will be wet again. But at any rate, so they were there getting the information because the farmers in that area had to put up money to cover the initial cost because the water board don't cover that. I talked to them outside of the meeting and I encouraged them, yeah, because they said it's a local concern and that's how you started. I said, if you want some relief from it, I said, that's the way you do it. And I said, it's going to take a while, but this time don't abandon it.
Mm.
So that's what they're working on. And then they got three cities, a township lined up for fall cattail spring along with the legal drains ready for that helicopter. So. Which has been working very well and keeping those channels open. So we don't have as much cleaning to do. It's a whole lot cheaper to spray them than it is to go in there and clean.
Mm-hmm. The cattails are getting to be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. The museum, sure along.
What's standing schedule for the 125th? Isn't there some schedule for celebration or anything? Is that coming up this month?
The date's already gone by, I think.
Did I miss it? Wasn't there anything?
Because Litchfield's doing something for theirs.
I can't remember what date it was. West told us.
Yeah,
they got the books out. They're selling them. So.
So. What's that? Did they have something that weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. I was in the museum that weekend. I suppose that's what it was. And, okay. Yeah, we walked through there.
Because they had some, and they still got some of that left, T-shirts and sweatshirts and stuff made up for it. So.
Did the new dinosaur bones in there? The old dinosaur bones in there?
Yeah, he said somebody stopped. I can't remember who it was, but they were just impressed. I can't remember. It was somebody going out to a dig site. Mm. I should have wrote that down, and I didn't. But they stopped in there knowing that that one new dinosaur bones are in there, and they were just, you know, really surprised that a museum that size has.
I tell you what, I don't know what connections Wes has. He gets people to bring them there.
So, and then we're still working on being the county for... There's a World War II thing that the state's putting out.
Oh, good.
And only one county's going to get picked, so being that we have all the stuff that we have. Because they got several disposals. The women in the military and...
Yeah, he's got a nice military display.
Yeah. So, hopefully we get that and there'll be some money attached, I believe, with that. So.
Good.
I'm done.
All I have really is Airport Authority. They have their fly-in, the same as the as Community Days, with the dance team, with the free breakfast, or you could... give what you want.
Did you go up there?
No.
We went. It was a good time. A lot of people.
Yeah, they have a good turnout. They didn't have a lot of planes fly in this time.
No, they only maybe had a half dozen there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. It was a wind. I don't even remember the weekend right now, but
it was windy that day.
They had per FAA had to have some trees removed. South. Basically south and maybe a little bit east in that division, that new housing division that I think Mr. Goffler's there. And they didn't actually remove them. People wanted to keep them, so they were topped and per the people's wishes. And no problem with that. That was paid for by grants that they get. They got tree obstruction was $5,500, and half of it was paid. And then the feds are paying, feds and state, for the electrical vault they have for pumping gas. And they're still working on a containment. They have to have some kind of a containment thing in case there's a spill. And they haven't done.
Either sprayers or just for filling?
I think just, well, there has to be, for spraying, they have to have all the systems in place, and then same for filling. And I think that, if I say it, it's going to be wrong, but I think this is for the fuel only. So I don't know that the spraying part moved, but they have a lot coming up in the future. So they put in for less mills this year, so...
Really?
Yeah. They just take what they need to run, unless they're having a project. They have no projects, big projects, in their pipeline for next year, so...
So they usually get four, right?
Huh?
They usually get four.
If they need it.
And they're down.
They went to two-something.
Okay.
So... Otherwise... Don't think I have anything. City County Health, I think I reported on last time, so I'll have that coming up. Julie's in the process of trying to hire. Have you heard from her yet?
Not yet. She's got maybe tomorrow. She'll have an answer.
Okay. Oh, so she has
offered somebody.
She has responded to you then. Good, good. So you had good apps too, but this one actually has the background she's needed and the experience. So. That'll be exciting for Julie to get another body for election.
Very good references.
Okay, great.
Are you gonna? You added. Who came in and helped during the election?
Becky Pratt.
Is she gonna come in when it gets closer to November and help you again? Because you're always budgeted for extra help. So.
She will.
And if the race continues to be as contentious as it is, it should be a big turnout. Okay, getting ready to, when do you mail out the ballots again?
September
26th.
Okay.
26th sounds right.
Good. That's all. Is anything, Julie, anything, Randy, anything? Did Pat get a chance to look into that railroad thing?
I
have a document and two documents, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what they found out.
Okay. North Valley was blocked for 2 hours, I think.
Friday.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I got people even went all the way back around to the Boston, and they said it was really busy with boats and campers because
oh my God.
It was Friday afternoon, and everybody was going
it was about
the road.
It was about 4:40, I think. Yeah. I can't remember exactly, but I was sitting there, and I was south of Ingstead's driveway. Finally, after about 15 minutes, I saw everybody on the north, and it was all the core guys flipping around. And I decided I'm just going far. I had frozen food in my car. You know, it's a risky take. And by that time, they were lined up on the bridge. And I got a message from somebody up north that their sister had sat there until 5:40 or 6:40, or it was crazy. And out of I was talking to Pat and Randy on speakerphone. Out of town people don't know how to get around.
Right.
Yes, they don't.
And it would even if someone from the railroad had stepped out in the lead car, we could have passed. You know, we're doing something here, so you know you can go. Just give some advice.
And what were they doing?
I think they were unloading. They got a bunch of new piles of gravel to the east. And it looked like that's what they had. It was short. The engine was right on the crossing. And then there was about three or four of these funny-looking things behind them.
So you think they could have backed up for 10 minutes, let the people through, and then do it again?
Yeah, but, we want them charged. Are they going to get charged for something or ticketed or blah, blah, blah? And Randy's been down that road a million times in his career.
Yeah.
Through Sandhorn alone.
And so Pat said, well, he could take it to our state's attorney and see if she would do anything. They're going to come back with an excuse they had a problem. Mm-hmm. But then they could have broke the engine off. Mm-hmm. You know, but they don't like to separate them. I know, there's just... But that Friday night, of all days...
I was just going to say the railroad needs to do their timing a little better. Weekends are a horrible time to have that.
Unload your crap in the middle of the night, if that's what they were doing. That's my assumption. But.
And then somebody told me, too, that their time had run out, and they're just waiting for another crew.
Could be, too.
So, but it's all excuses. To
Yeah, well, like if you run out of time and you're waiting for a crew, you don't have to...
It's never stopped them.
You could back up 50 feet.
Like yep.
It's never stopped them from blocking Maryville for hours on end.
I know.
At least we don't have to get in out of Maryville.
I know, but that is a bunch of... There's a lot of elderly ladies in there. And now it's become a Catholic retreat center. It's hopping all the time.
No, the ambulance had concerns about that.
I know, but anyhow... I told people over the weekend I'll check into it, meaning I would ask these guys.
And if there would have been ambulance or fire, what would they have?
Well, they know how to get around, too. But what if it had been Mark Burkett right there?
Yeah.
They'd have had to go to Foss Dam, and he ain't healthy.
No.
Or clear around by Metcalf's.
Right.
And... My son didn't even go that way. He went back to Foss Dam because he's not familiar with the gravel roads on the east, how to even get into town. He's never been over in there. So, anyhow. We can't fix...
So when are we doing our budget meetings?
I was going to ask that, too.
We need to do that soon. Because we got to have a budget by September.
We usually have the budget meetings in July, so we're already a month late.
I mean, we got it now.
I'll be gone next week for the...
Yeah. It's best if you stick to Tuesday mornings for me, because everybody books my weeks around my, you know, so I'm booked out into August for different stuff, the middle of August for work.
I mean, I like coming to a regular meeting than staying here until noon or 1.
Well, yeah, I don't mind doing that.
You know,
but
if we have to do the next Tuesday...
We're going to have to do some extra Tuesdays.
Well, we got to get started on it.
Why don't you look, Julie, and send out a proposed schedule? And if someone can't make it, you can't make it. That's life.
We started doing it in July. So.
Yeah. If we get our books ahead of time, at least we don't have to ask a million questions. We can look and find things that we need questions of.
Well, there's still some departments that are still haven't had their...
Then they don't get a budget.
And what was in that?
Yeah. Okay.
I sent you those pictures.
Yep. You want to see? This is a video of the library.
I said, if we had this sprinkle of rain every morning, wouldn't we live in a tropical paradise? The wheat up on the hill wasn't too happy. It's lodged pretty good.
What does it say, the file?
The rest of Fostown is flat. Well, the rest of
cannot be previewed because so, there is no...
The day you're going to be going to the
really?
Director's going to be
here? Phone. Here.
Is anybody going to be here for that?
So this is the library. If you want to hit on each one of those, it'll show you pictures of what the rotunda does.
What do they tour?
They tour our courthouse.
So what do?
Just look at the changes. And
should we be here and show around?
It's courtesy to be here, I guess.
Yeah, last time I couldn't make it, but I've been on those tours because I was the president once. But anyway... I don't know what day of the week it is this time.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's not a good time. I have management meetings on Wednesdays. But irregardless, tour, come in here and sit down. All the department heads are welcome and just talk about possible issues. Is there any legislation we want to see going forward, particularly this year?
But that's a day Julian and crew are at Jamestown.
That's, well, and that's unavoidable.
Right.
It's August, right?
Yeah, 14th of August.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday, 10 o'clock. I'll try to be here.
I mean, I can come in. I don't know
what
to do.
It's kind of nice. You kind of get a face-to-face with less people around, with like the presidents and stuff.
Here's the video I was going to show you.
And then I was wondering what's happening.
Jeremy
on our...
is trying to get your attention online.
Who is?
Jeremy.
I haven't got anything.
Oh, it's in the Teams meeting. Good God, that's a mess. Look at them. They're sure protecting those pillars, though.
Yep, but look at way up there and what they're doing.
That one that pops up.
Yeah, not me.
Anyway, I thought you might... Hey, you guys might want to see a video of the library. Want to press play?
That's arrow. We have pictures of you in here that we shall see, do we?
Just press play. I don't have...
This part of the library, of course, must be... closed off?
Yep, it's all closed off. But
is this whole main floor then?
Yep. So she went in there and she took a little video. I also have pictures of the rotunda and what they're doing with it. So.
Well, fixes all the problems. It looks like they're covering all the bases.
Jeremy, can you hear us?
Oh, there's some recent pictures of Vicky. I scrolled back.
Jeremy, can you hear us?
No, there's not racy pictures of Vicky.
Well, I'm so dumb.
What does he want?
Just a minute. Jeremy, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
You can only hear me?
Yes.
We can't hear you. How do we make it so we can hear him?
I can call 8479. We can put him on speaker.
Just a minute. Call 8479.
Okay, go ahead, Jeremy.
Just a minute. Just hold on 1 second, Jeremy. I'm going to shut off the fan so I can hear better.
Okay, just 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say that that could have happened.
What? Whoa.
Whoa, you got a lot of feedback.
There we go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Say it again.
I just want to bring up the fact that our food service is not in contract.
What's he saying?
Food service is not in a contract.
They're not?
At the jail.
Okay, we knew that.
Yep, so we are looking at a different food service company coming in.
Yep.
And so right now, we're in the talks with Summit Foods. So our contract is up with Consolidated on September 15th. So Summit is very excited to work with us. They've, and I'll have like everything else sent to you guys for the next commission meeting.
Are they more expensive?
They're actually... they're a little bit more expensive, but they're cheaper. They gave us a proposal when we first built the jail, and they were quite a bit more expensive than Consolidated, but the pricing that I got from Jeff Green is less than what it was the first proposal.
I thought we were going to go with a cook that really wanted to work up there, and we were going to get away from this contract stuff.
We haven't been able to find anybody. Tammy is at John Deere. That's the one we were hoping to run it. But
she decided not to?
She's apparently happy where she is. And they are willing to hire the staff that's up here right now. And they have a more extensive training program than Consolidated does. And they have local reinforcements. Like, they run all the jails in North Dakota. We are the only one Summit Foods does not have.
Okay, so how much more is it going to be, do you know?
I can send you guys the proposal that I have. I know I sent it to Cindy and Bill, but I haven't sent it to the rest of you yet.
Please do.
Well, I don't know that we have a choice, do we?
They're the only ones that I know of that
right.
do for food service and corrections.
Sure. Well, you send it out, and then we meet, what is today?
August 6th.
Okay, yeah, we can look at it then, and then it, probably the timing is pretty good. If you haven't submitted your budget yet, you'll have to put that increase in.
Yeah.
If, I mean, plan on an increase, yeah. Oh, okay, that sounds good, Jeremy.
All right,
thank you.
House and Louie's old place, huh?
Drop it. Is there anything else?
He's on Louie. Mm-hmm. They must be old.
Yep.
What about our furnace thing? Anything happening?
About our what?
Furnace thing. Anything happening? Our furnace.
I haven't heard anything.
You know, last meeting, the state's attorney was going to see if the proposals was open to the public where we could have other contractors
look at it.
Have we heard anything?
Have not.
I mean, we're not going to get anything done this year, apparently.
Well, no.
Not this heating season.
No. Well, and didn't they say it's like a year and a half project, or is
probably.
It a pretty long project anyway?
But
I think they were hoping to be able to do some of it,
right?
You know, the inside stuff in the winter. Then, but you know, so then you just got to do the switch over.
Because we want to see it. You know, that study we paid $25,000.
Yeah, we were just supposed to find out
if
we can share. If we own it. Yeah,
share it with other contractors.
You know. Oh, I'll write that down.
Apparently, we haven't heard anything. Because Shane's not here, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So we won't have a meeting in 2 weeks. That'll be our fifth Monday, correct?
Yeah.
Well, we'll probably have to have a meeting
for budget.
Yeah. So.
No, we're going to have to just get done.
I don't think we're going to get any budget meetings done this month yet.
The 30th, it would be the only one.
It'll be before harvest, anyway.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Probably, Julie, if you just want to, why don't you put the study for heating and food service on the agenda right now, as long as we're talking about it.
And then Tammy, do our next meeting for VSA.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a long one.
Nah. It might be.
And so we're going to have a budget meeting on the 30th then, right?
Well, if they're ready.
If she doesn't have the budget, we could be a little tough, but you better run that by Bill, too, I guess. Oh, this got really hot.
Yeah, mine got warm, too.
Huh?
Mine did, too.
Hmm. Well, mine was dead. I think it was working overtime.
Yours was dead.
Really dead.
Yeah.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
A second.
That was me.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye, aye.
Done.